This article that I've written is titled Staying Centered. Life is full of distractions. Besides all the needs of others trying to pull you into their circle, you have your own personal needs screaming for attention. It isn't that you shouldn't pay attention to emotional, mental, and physical needs, but not at the expense of your spiritual heart's needs. If the heart is left out, your emotional self will look to others for her needs to be met. Your mental self will look for outside facts to substantiate what is true. And your physical self will substitute business for power. COVID-19 tended to throw a lot of people off center. They were still heartful, but fear took a front seat in their need to be safe. So then in trying to keep safe, they uncovered yet another need, that of personal interaction. I know for me, focusing on the heart quality of protection more than my fear of getting sick was something I had to really work at. When I could stay centered in the heart's need to bring protection, I was at peace with the mask, limited interaction, and upset people. Loving what your heart has to offer in each situation does not mean you won't have to take physical precautions or push away intruding emotions. Of course you will, but letting your heart's need to be the guide will keep your thoughts and feelings on subject. From this centered way of living, you will even find tragedies such as the current pandemic easier to confront. This is true because once your heart is the first priority, situations look different. 30 years ago, I was in a bad car accident that, among other things, broke my hip. Over the years, I have had 3 corrective surgeries. Because I forgot to stay heart-centered as I relearned how to walk, I learned incorrectly. By vetoing the heart support, I have lived with a lot of pain. I am now learning to walk by staying centered on the heart quality of completion, which helps me roll through my whole foot instead of lift and place. It is amazing how much difference those moments of centering have made in my relearning. I now feel in charge of my walking rather than the victim of it. Staying heart-centered is really a very simple thing to do when a need is yelling over the voice of your heart. Just stand straight. Take a deep breath, quiet your mind, and listen for your heart's directive. The only hard part of heart centering is to remember to do it. So practice doing this before jumping into a task or interaction. And if you forget, never fear, you can do it again. Hindsight has perfect vision. So if you do it in hindsight, it will prepare you for the next interaction. For you see, the heart does not ever go off duty. It always helps you step forward with a sense of purpose. Thank you for being with us today, Kathy. Do you have any comments or questions?
I had an amazing experience yesterday around, I think, what you're talking about. I had had a plan for my day, but I got asked to do several different things, and I kind of had to let go of my plan of what I thought I needed to do. And I just felt the first thing I got asked to do, I just felt like I was support, that thing you're talking about, being that straight up and down support piece. And I knew I needed to do it just because I was that energy, not because I wanted to do it emotionally or mentally or anything like that, or I should. And my whole day just became a flow. You know, I helped out a friend by taking her hearing aid to the repair place. Then I had free gasoline on my trip. And then I took my mother to another doctor appointment. And I just kept receiving. And I just felt like I'm being support here. I'm not doing something. And it was one of the first times I felt that sensation of staying in the heart. And, you know, you said you can go back, and that gave me like, oh, I can, you know, wherever I haven't done this, I have this piece. I got a taste of what it felt like to be instead of do out of all those outside forces. And the outside things just didn't seem to matter. What mattered was that I was being that piece, that energy.
That's a wonderful example. That's really good. Were there any questions that came up?
Yeah, when I get off, and that doesn't happen in my day, you know, for example, I feel that at my job, since the COVID, we've been acting out of a lot of fear and making decisions out of a lot of fear. And that kind of swept over me this month. Just if I wasn't doing it, I was still feeling like if they keep making fear choices, we're going to go down. Mm-hmm. And I got off center. So my question is, how do you, if you're not making them, but you're getting distracted by other people making them, what is a good thing to do to stay in alignment?
Well, as I said, stand straight, breathe into who you are, and recognize your heart. You know, you've just forgotten it. That's all. You let their fears or their judgments or their whatever come in and distract you. So it's just a matter of paying attention again.
When I tried to bring my day experience of support to that, I suddenly started to see that I don't have to do what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're saying these things, but they're not my boss. My heart is my boss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to have that kind of support when you're going to go down into the fear tube.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really does help. If you have experienced this the day before, go back and remember. That's a very good thing to do too. Thank you, Kathy.